Religious leaders from the Muslim world have long been warning about increased efforts and plots aimed at inciting Islamophobia in the West. The anti-Islam campaign seems to be getting worse in recent months as the ISIL terrorist group, which portrays itself as an Islamic group, commits horrific atrocities. Now the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has urged young people in the West not to consider recruited terrorists as representatives of Islam.
The ISIL terrorist group has been terrorizing the world for over 1 year. The group first began its attacks against security forces and civilians, both Shia and Sunni Muslims in Iraq, and then expanded its terrorist attacks to neighboring Syria. Many members of the group are Westerners who come to fight in the ranks of the militant group from the US and European countries. A large number of ISIL members are from the so-called moderate armed groups backed by the West in the battle against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Many believe the terror group is even funded and armed directly by certain Western countries and their regional allies. ISIL has recently threatened to take the battle to Western countries and pledged to carry out terrorist attacks in the US and Europe. Recent attacks in France were carried out by people linked to the Takfiri group. ISIL portrays itself as a Muslim group and claims it is at war with the enemies of Islam. But the group's actions, including beheadings, have drawn condemnation from Muslim religious leaders around the world. The atrocities committed by ISIL and people linked to it have been used in campaigns seeking to incite Islamophobia and hatred towards Muslims. On Wednesday, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, issued a message on the issue to young people in the United States and Europe. Ayatollah Khamenei urged the young Westerners not to allow their governments and media to hypocritically introduce their own recruited terrorists as representatives of Islam.
This message is really long overdue and extremely timely, and recognizes all the problems and anxieties and the difficulties that exist within the Western sort of structures of Islamophobia and institutionalization of Islamophobia. And approachment of the youth directly is very important, because we know the media and the politicians are already tainted with being part of this structures of Islamophobia.
The leader asked young Westerners to study and research the motives behind the widespread tarnishing of the image of Islam. Why does the power structure in the world want Islamic thought to be marginalized and remain latent? The leader noted that Westerners should receive knowledge of Islam from its primary and original sources, namely the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad. He said the future of countries will be in the hands of the youth, and therefore it is important that they gain proper, correct, and unbiased understanding of Islam.
Professor at the University of Tehran, Mohammad Marandi, joins us right now on the phone to share his thoughts with us. Professor Marandi, welcome. Iran's leader requesting European and American youths to research the incentives behind the widespread tarnishing of the image of Islam. Your thoughts?
I think it's very important, of course, nowadays, especially because we are facing unprecedented attacks on Muslims and abuse and insults directed towards Muslims, especially in Europe. Today it goes beyond belief. In the name of freedom and democracy, European leaders fund outlets that effectively spit on Muslims and demean their ideology and belief, and show no respect whatsoever for them as human beings. And this is something that existed in the past, but over the past few weeks, it's risen to unprecedented levels. And I think it's really a call for young people to think about what is going on. Why is it that European leaders, along with the Israeli regime's prime minister, march hand in hand only months after the slaughter of thousands of Palestinians in Gaza? And why do they fund journals which attack and demean Muslims in their beliefs, whereas critique of this very same Israeli regime, this apartheid regime, is problematic, to say the least, and it could lead to people losing jobs and even going to jail under the guise of promoting anti-Semitic views. So I think it is an appropriate time for people to start rethinking, especially in the West, about the direction that their countries are taking.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. Professor at the University of Tehran, Mohammad Morandi, with his comments. Thank you.